KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A U.S. official tells ABC News that early indications are a Russian anti-aircraft system might have shot down the Azerbaijan Airlines jetliner yesterday over Kazakhstan. ABC's Perry Russum.
The Kremlin was asked about whether Russian air defenses shot at the plane. A spokesperson for the Kremlin says it would be wrong to speculate before the investigation is complete. Russia has been defending that area from Ukrainian drone attacks.
Over 30 people were killed in the crash. Despite higher prices, holiday sales rose this year, nearly 4% over last year at this time, says MasterCard Spending Pulse. Going up, the cost of borrowing for a home. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. rose for the third straight week to its highest level since mid-July. That reflecting a recent jump in the bond yields that lenders use as a guide to price home loans. The raise rose to 6.85%. President Biden and his family have landed in St. Croix for a vacation. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. One of the world's biggest businesses is putting a pause on a major Racine County project. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Microsoft has temporarily suspended construction on portions of its massive data center complex in Mount Pleasant. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is working to refine the project's design. Microsoft has announced plans to invest $3.3 billion and to create 2,300 union construction jobs by next year. The Business Journal says the company is telling them that the project is still on track despite the pause. The Village of Mount Pleasant has issued a statement stating confidence in Microsoft's plans.
Wisconsin will receive some federal funding to help protect the state's only endangered mammal. The U.S. Department of Interior has awarded a grant of over $800,000 to the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission to support recovery efforts for American martens. Wildlife officials say the animals require specific environmental conditions to survive in the wild, and any changes to that environment could cause significant issues. They also say the animals play a crucial role in rodent management and seed dispersal. Earlier this year, the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry changed its operating model. Now it doesn't matter if you live in Oshkosh or even in Winnebago County. Anyone in need can use the pantry. Ryan Rasmussen, Executive Director.
Does that mean folks from Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and other places are coming? Probably not, right? But significantly what that means is folks from Neenah, Menasha, Appleton, maybe Green Bay, maybe Fond du Lac could potentially come and utilize our services.
To learn more about OACP, visit oacptoday.org. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers headed to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Vikings Sunday. Game time now 3:25 in Minnesota. Green Bay clinched his spot in the playoffs after beating the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs, excited to finally reach the postseason as a Packer after 5 years with the Raiders.
You got games in front of you. You know, we still fighting, you know, trying to be as best of a team that we can be. We finally put a complete game together. That's something that we've been hunting since the beginning of the season. I mean, it just feels like our ceiling is keep going up.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off. Their next game, New Year's Eve, on the road at Providence. Senior forward David Joplin scored 19 in their win over Xavier. Joplin now has over 1,000 points in his career with the Golden Eagles.
He scored a lot of points. I'm grateful for him. You know, anytime you have someone that's scored over 1,000 points at the same school, you know, that you're just grateful that he's been around that long and that we got, you know, two-thirds of our season left with him.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A winter weather advisory and a dense fog advisory is in effect through tomorrow morning, with visibility dropping to less than a mile at times, and freezing fog creating slick and slippery surfaces, as well as freezing rain moving in. Icy spots are possible before temperatures rise above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Williams makes his return. We'll talk about the biggest issues in politics that will affect you headed into the new year. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Thursday, December 26, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite, the day after Christmas. And yes, Mr. Zommers, a little disco duck here for hour number two. Well done.
Because you were live at the Dell's Army Ducks.
Yes, our special edition of the show today, pre-recorded, as we're looking back at our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tours, the year in review. And Trigvi Olson, who was on most of these with us, had the listeners, you the listener, decide where I was. We were doing the show at Bailey's Run Winery in New Glarus, and I didn't have a spot for the next day. And so Trigvi throws this out to the listeners, and you folks sent me to, gave me less than 24 hours, and thank God for the folks at the Army Ducks of the Dells allowed us to do that. So this hour is Todd talking to all the great folks at the Army Ducks of Wisconsin Dells, part of what makes Wisconsin great. Enjoy.
Things happen fast, and you definitely pulled off something I did not think you would be able to. And I will tell you, last night, when I got wind that you were going to make it, I tried to see if United Airlines could get me to Wisconsin Dells.
Really?
But unfortunately, unlike you, I was not able to pull things off on short notice.
Well, and I fear that we may be getting into a bit of a duck war, and that's, of course, not what I wanted, because I think folks yesterday were saying, well, go to the, you know, original Dells Ducks, they're called. And we reached out simultaneously to both ducks because, you know, better to have a duck in the hand than two in the bush. And so we reached out to both. And the one just said, thank you very much. And the lawyer sent us an email and said, you know, what we'll catch you in November, which doesn't do a a lot of good. And then I called the great owner here at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, Jason, and their crack staff here got me right through. And he said, sure, come on up. And so we came up last night and had a nice evening here in the Dells, kind of scouting everything out. And here we are. We got all set up. Jason is going to be joining us. Jason Field, the owner of the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Waters, could be joining us. We're also going to talk to one of the duck drivers. I mean, that's always a job. I'm not sure about you.
Oh, my God.
Zombers. But, like, growing up, I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be cool to be a duck driver? And so we're going to be talking to a duck driver. Go ahead.
Here's the Gear Daddies wrote a song called Dream Vacation in the Dells. They also wrote a song called I Want to Drive the Zamboni. It should have been I Want to Drive the Duck Boat. Like, what were they thinking?
Right? No, I mean, I think, and you can see for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and X or Twitter, or Twix, as Craig Ferguson likes to call it. And by the way, subscribe to us on YouTube. It helps us out and keeps you informed. And like us or whatever you want to do there on the old Facebook page for the All Ball Show. But you can see, if you're watching on the live stream, we've got the ducks here over my shoulder all lined up, the World War II ducks. Right above them, you can kind of see, there we go, right over there. We've got the zip line. You may see some people zip lining. And then we got a World War II era helicopter behind me, and right beside my head on the stream, a Sasquatch, which is, of course, better than having a Sasquatch by your head, because if you wake up and you got that going on, you got a lot of problems. So how does all this work together? Zip line, Sasquatch, and Army Dell's Ducks. We'll talk to Jason Field here, the owner, in just a minute. And we're also going to be, as I said, talking to a duck driver. We got Luke Mather stopping by at 12:30 for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. That'll be a lot of fun, talking a little bit about his favorite Dell's memories or Wisconsin vacation memories, the Brewers, and what is grinding Luke's gears. Maybe Travey will have something that's grinding his gears as well. But gentlemen, it is a beautiful day here at the Dells. Starting to get a little overcast now, but we don't expect any wet weather here today. But if you haven't been to the Dells, when's the last time you were here, Travey?
About 5 years ago, I took my kids. We were road tripping back, and we rode the duck boats, and we actually rode those duck boats. We went with the duck boats that were in camo.
The Army Ducks.
Was cool. Yeah, Army Ducks. Yeah. And then we went to the Tommy Bartlett Water Show, which my daughters thought was great. And then my older daughter, who just turned 15 and was about 7 at the time, ate way too much cotton candy and puked.
Oh, yikes.
At the Tommy Bartlett show?
No, in the car after.
Oh, Lord. All right. It was the
well,
dancing
not literally in the car.
Mesmerized
God,
her.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yes. Tommy Bartlett and his dancing waters, which was my favorite part of the whole thing, by the way.
And you know what? I had an idea last night, Todd, later in the show. I have another thing that we can have people vote on.
Oh boy!
I will do.
You'll do. Okay, very good.
Well, Kreitlow and I. It will be. Can I get Kreitlow to do it with me? Is the bigger question. But yes, I have a. We can have a vote. I figured what's good enough for the goose is good enough for the gander.
Well, Kreitlow joined our friend and colleague.
Or the duck.
Yes, Jane Matinair. on Matt Nair on air this morning. And so I know he's going to be talking about the Northern Wisconsin State Fair tomorrow on his program between 6 and 8. And then I believe he's going to actually meander over to the fairgrounds proper and join Trigby and I from there. We'll be broadcasting our show from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair tomorrow in Chippewa Falls. Come on out and see us if you're in the area. And then on Thursday, we're headed over to Trigby Olson's hometown stomping ground of River Falls, Trigby, for the 50th anniversary of River Falls Days.
Yeah, I had so much fun calling people, lining up the show. I can't even tell you. I ended up talking. The mayor of River Falls, his wife, is a high school classmate of mine and one of my favorite people.
Oh, nice.
We've been friends since Mrs. Kelly's first grade class. And I ended up, you know what? This is what's great about Wisconsin. I called Joni to have a 5-minute conversation. We talked for 45 minutes, and I told her, I don't really want the mayor on the show. I want her to come on and talk about Pearson's Florist.
Why not? Exactly.
That's what you do. And we may shift the location to a place called Bikes and Brews, which is also owned by high school classmates of mine, right on the beautiful shores of the Kinnick River.
See, that's what makes part of what makes Wisconsin great are these connections, these relationships. And I'm just having a ball going around the state. I know you do as well, because we hear so much about what's going wrong and people get apprehensive and say, what the heck can I do about anything? Well, these are great examples. Patronize great local businesses. Take the family out. Just enjoy the fresh air or a great festival and relax, honestly, and make a plan to vote, be a voter, and participate in democracy. But if we all get out and just spend a little time out with real people, I think we just feel a lot better and de-stress ourselves, and we spread a little money around locally.
Yes, 100%. And when I told her, as well as two of the other people I talked to back home, what we were doing and what we were trying to promote, that there's lots, they loved it. Yeah, Joni's like, oh, my God, this is awesome. So, yeah. Yeah, she's like, there's so much more of this needed.
I was just going to say, isn't it weird, in an odd sense, that when you tell people, no, we're just all good stuff, it's like, now that's news, as it turns out.
Yes. Yes.
But there's so many great things about Wisconsin, and Trigvy and I are just so happy to be going around the state. And on Friday, we'll see where Trigvy ends up being, but I'm going to be down in Milwaukee on Friday from our location at the Republican National Convention at Panther Arena, which is right next door to Fiserv Forum, the main convention hall, and they call it Rio Row. An area there where Wisconsin media are lined up, and we'll be there on Friday to do the show from there. So big week ahead, Trigvy, but not what I was going to say earlier. If you haven't been to the Dells, you know, I encourage people to check it out. And there are things that you know, you'll remember this quote from good old Don Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense under he was famous for once saying, one of my favorite quotes, there are things that we know, there are things that we don't know, and there are things that we don't know. So it's kind of like the Dells. There are things you know, the water parks, Noah's Ark, that sort of thing, Mount Olympus. You got Kalahari. Those are probably things that you know. Maybe even the ducks. There are things that you don't know about, which is part of the, I would say, maybe people don't know about the natural beauty, the Bennett Museum, the photography, the history, the Wisconsin history that surrounds the Dells, the Native American history that surrounds the Wisconsin Dells. And then there are things that you don't know, which is when you come up here, particularly to a place like the original World War II Dells, Army Ducks, Land and Water, not only can you go on the ducks, we have these lovely brochures I'm holding up here. Here's the ducks, of course, what you could do. But now a big thing up here, Trigvy, is ziplining.
Oh, yeah.
And here you have the right here at the current location we're at here, Bigfoot zipline. And I mean, you can see it on our live stream right above the ducks there. That's where you kind of just a straight line, kind of from up in the air down. And then across, I'm looking at from my vantage point, you can't see it on camera, but there's basically, I'll call it an obstacle-ish course where you have people, you know, in harnesses and helmets, and they're helping you through rope mazes, and they're helping you kind of zip line. And it's a great time had by all for the kids and the family alike. And one of the cool things here at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks is that there's this theme of World War II, and it's kind of a salute to our veterans and our military personnel, which, again, is just a wonderful thing to do, because who deserves our thanks more than the men and women who put on the uniform and protect democracy and freedom every day, Trigvy?
Well, that is 100% true. Even more so, though, I was sitting there thinking to myself as I was looking at those duck boats, about the experience I had when I took my daughters to Normandy to see the beaches at Normandy. I mean, those duck boats, real heroes rode those duck boats who understood. They weren't asking each other, did you vote for Roosevelt or I don't know who ran as the Republican in 36 or whatever. But they weren't asking yourself, did you vote Republican or Democrat in the last election when they were storming the beaches of Normandy on those duck boats.
Right.
They were saying, we have to defend democracy and freedom. And they were Absolutely. The best of America. And we need to get back to and that. The people we're meeting with are the best of America.
Yep. And when you come out here, like I say, and you meet great people from our folks at the hotel last night to folks serving breakfast to the great folks here behind the taking tickets and helping at the concession stand, you realize that we're in good hands moving into the future. We're in good hands. Going to come back and to talk more about the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, Wisconsin.
You're listening to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
Wow. You would talk like that.
Like get this. Absolutely. Get this.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we could get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Been saving now for over a year. Let's pack the kids, get out of here. We'll leave behind our troubles for a week. Yeah, we'll borrow the pop and some venison ski just to the boss I got.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Tom Hall Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tours year in review. Here now, more of the highlights of our great tours around Wisconsin from this past year.
Welcome back to the Tom Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live, speaking of the Wisconsin Dells, the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, land and water. We appreciate them hosting us. Nicely done, Mr. Zombers. You just dialed that up. Who does that again?
That was Trickby's
suggestion.
Gear
Daddies.
Yep, the Gear Daddies.
Who? Gear Daddies. What's it called?
Dream Vacation.
Dream Vacation in the Dells.
I literally have never heard that song until right now, and I absolutely love everything about it.
We should try and see because if we can get the Gear Daddies to come on.
That would be awesome.
Yep. I want to drive the Zamboni as a classic.
Oh, I have heard that. It's been a while, but yeah. That's, but you know, like you say, it should be for today. I mean, I want to drive the ducks. And we're going to talk to a duck driver, is our understanding, just a little bit later on in the show.
Ducks have a steering wheel, Todd?
Yes. Yes, they do.
They do?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And in fact, I was going to wait till a little bit later in the show to bring this out, but maybe I might as well, as long as you just said that, why not? Hang on, let me bring it up here on the old phone. Our crack staff here, when we were talking about this morning, CP from the staff, one of our advisors here, he did a little research, and this is fantastic. For sale, this is real, I'm not making this up, for sale, a 1945 World War II duck amphibious 2.5-ton truck. It says, we have this amazing fully restored amphibious World War II half-ton truck, also known as a Mama Duck. The project was completely restored from top to bottom, every minor detail with original specs, original parts, and quality. And there are photos, Trigvy. It has an actual steering wheel on this thing and some other levers that I assume take it from land to water. But this thing is beautiful. And it is listed for $95,000, fully restored. And it's in Columbiana, Ohio, is where it is currently being stored at. So you know a lot more people than I do in the political world. You know, maybe $95,000 is too steep, but I'm going to make this legitimate offer right now without asking anybody at Civic Media. I'm prepared to offer this person $10,000 cash. $10,000 will take it off your hand. Trivia, I think we could raise that if we had to.
Oh, my God, you could paint it in Civic. We could use it when
exactly.
We drive around the state.
That's what I'm
Somebody
saying.
Somebody get
what
Sage would be... on the phone. If Sage can get that for $10,000, you should get that and use his promotional.
Right?
The Todd Alba Show Duck.
We pull into Chippewa Falls, and we challenge Kreitler to a race on the water, his pontoon, with our duck.
No, better we swamp it. We could swamp his pontoon with our duck.
So yeah, I think that it lists for 95, but we'll take it off their hands for 10 grand cash.
Do you think it's street legal?
100%.
I strongly doubt it's street legal.
I don't think.
Oh no, I think it absolutely is.
Well, if it is, I might buy it.
You need to find out from the driver how fast that duck boat goes.
Well, we'll ask. But I mean, these behind us are clearly street legal, and in the ones in the photo and everything, it looks exactly like the ones right behind us.
But they don't have blinkers. So, I mean, or stoplights.
Yeah, they do.
Tail lights.
They kind of install them. Yeah, yeah.
Could you take it?
We can make it street legal.
That would be. You could drive it in parades.
Exactly. Well, us coming from the political campaign side of things, that's
you know
that's
what
amazing.
You could take out the seats and you could make it into a studio. We'd put Zommers right in front. I'm king of the world.
I drive the duck and I run the board.
No,
Zommers is not driving the duck. I'm not
the mobile Civic Media Duck Studios. Coming to location near you soon.
I'm not and getting we'll in the duck like if you're you'll... driving and running the board, Zommers.
Yeah, that would be a lot all at once.
No. Well, when it comes to social media, though, we have to be very careful because the last thing you want is to be sending unsolicited duck pics. You've got to be very careful about that.
Yes, somebody might tell you to go duck yourself.
We'll be here all week, folks. But no, I think it'd be great. And we could be like the old Lee Sherman Dreyfus for governor campaign and put a high school band in the back and go around with a band, you know?
I just think in the winter it would be really hard to get around the state of Wisconsin in a duck boat. It's kind of like a four-month vehicle. We're going to have to ask what they do. They must shut down. They must shut down in the winter.
Oh, yeah, I think they do. I think they're open like through November or something like that. Here's a new duck arriving now, right behind me. Look at that. See?
Yeah.
Pulling in. I wonder if they have names, each one like a ship.
I love the American flag on the back. They need a state of Wisconsin flag, too, though. Honestly, yeah. I mean, I wonder if they know the history of each of the ducks. Like, where are the ducks? We have to ask that question.
That's a really great question.
I'm so glad that you pulled off the ducks rather than mini golf. Not that mini golf isn't great. Are you going to go over to Pirates Cove and play around before you leave? If I were there, we could have listeners take bets on who would win in mini golf. I have a great idea for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, Todd. You tell me when you want to hear it. Maybe it's a listener participation event.
The listener participation. Well, maybe an hour two. We got Luke coming up, but we'll talk to him. Right. And then maybe at the top of hour two, just like yesterday, listeners sent us here to the Dells. And remember, 24 hours ago, I had no idea where I was going to do the show today. And here, 24 hours later, we're here at the beautiful World War II original Dells Army Ducks Land and Water in Wisconsin Dells. And what I was going to say earlier is you got great shows like Rick Wilcox, the great magician, just celebrated, I think, like his 30th year up here. It's fantastic. And of course, I mean, there are inclusive things like, you know, whether it's water parks and that sort of thing. But you could also, if you're on a budget, they have campgrounds in the area. You got Jellystone Park right down here. Brent Gasser, the owner, a great guy, a great place where you can do everything from tenting to pull in your, you know, $200,000-$300,000 RV and hook it up. So you've got camping at Jellystone here. You've got great state parks. You got Devil's Lake right down the road where Earl Ingram and I were at Baraboo. You could camp out there. And of course, you got downtown old. So you got Lake Delton where we're at, the Wisconsin Dells proper just across the river. And you've got things like the old original fudge shop. You can do candy there. And they've got trinkets and tchotchkes and all that kind of stuff and waste a couple of bucks or just walk around and play mini golf. So it really is one of those places where it doesn't matter whether you have a high budget or a low budget or a medium budget. It doesn't matter if you want to do more natural outdoor stuff or more kind of touristy things. There's something for everybody here at Wisconsin Dells Trivia.
You're listening to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour Year in Review. More after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced $1 million in grant funding to provide water quality and fish consumption education. The funding was provided through the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and will be targeted towards parts of the states with higher rates of food insecurity and water contamination. With the funding, local partners will conduct outreach and education programs to share information on water testing in rural communities where fishing serves as a consistent source of food access. An air quality trend report released by the DNR covers the past 20 years of pollutants regulated under the Clean Air Act. Brittany Merlot has more.
Wildfire smoke events in 2023 resulted in the DNR issuing 15 air quality advisories, which is almost five times higher than the average over the past 12 years. The report looked at ground-level ozone, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, particle pollution, and lead. What burned in Canada last year was over 2 million acres bigger than the state of Wisconsin. That's six times the annual average and charred 5% of the entire Canadian forest. That smoke contained ozone-forming pollutants, which, combined with the warmer-than-usual summer temperatures, contributed to increased ozone concentrations. This resulted in the Lake Michigan shoreline area, including Milwaukee and parts of Sheboygan and Kenosha counties, falling short of meeting the 2015 ozone standard. Wisconsin has implemented many programs that have reduced emissions of ozone-causing pollutants, which range from power plants, industry, and transportation in the state. But still, these emission reductions have not resulted in the attainment of the 2015 ozone standard, mainly because most ozone-causing emissions are transported across state boundaries and are outside of Wisconsin's control.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Rob Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. Great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothée Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A winter weather advisory and a dense fog advisory is in effect through tomorrow morning, with visibility dropping to less than a mile at times, and freezing fog creating slick and slippery surfaces, as well as freezing rain moving in. Icy spots are possible before temperatures rise above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor. Located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, we provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
From the Lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Friday's show, we'll visit with Civic Media's own Lisa Hale and Mark Hewson from Bell and Sports Medicine.
And live music with Lily Collins in our Heights Pub and Parlor music series. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tours Year in Review. Hear now more of the highlights of our great tours around Wisconsin from this past year. Welcome back. We are live on location in Wisconsin Dells at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land and Water for this Tuesday, July 9th. It's a beautiful day here at the Dells. Really one of those, I think probably one of the perfect days when you want to be at the Dells, at least if you can be outside, because it's warm. There's a little bit of humidity in the air, but it's also mostly cloudy. So your skin isn't going to get, you know, absolutely baked and burned. So you can enjoy all these outdoor activities without, you know, having to worry about just all the large sunburning going on. So it's a great day. If you're in the area, stop by and say hi. We're at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks, right on the strip, as they say here, in beautiful Lake Delton, which, of course, is adjacent to and part of the greater, quote-unquote, Dells area. Joining us from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C. today, he'll be with us live tomorrow in Chippewa Falls for the Northern State Fair, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and back at the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, our very own Luke Mathers for another edition of Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Luke, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well, Todd. How about yourself?
It could be better. I mean, could not be better.
I was slightly worried that you were going to be, you know, at a lazy river or somewhere when it was an undisclosed surprise location for today's show. I'm grateful you're not in the lazy river, but it looks like a great shot that you got lined up there.
Thanks. Yeah, for those watching on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, you can subscribe or like us there on those platforms. We've got the Ducks right behind us. The platform is on the other side of that where customers, riders are loaded on. We have the original World War II Army Ducks being loaded. And then right above that, you can see there's the end of the zipline course or whatever you want to call it where people go to and then get off, get ziplining going on. We've got a picture of Sasquatch here right next to my head. I don't know. It's not a picture. It's actually a statue of Sasquatch and a helicopter in the background. So, I mean, you got something for everybody here, Luke.
Yeah. Well, that's the best part about the Dells is there's something for everybody. So every family, every Wisconsinite, everybody from out of town that's coming to visit, there is an option for everybody to have some entertainment there in the water park capital of the world.
Right. Now, you grew up in the southeast part of the state, the greater Milwaukee area. Was it kind of growing up, was it a big deal? Did you kind of make a couple of pilgrimages to the Dells growing up as kids?
Yeah. I mean, it was a regular venture for the family. My birthday is late February. So that first kind of holiday of a new year for the school calendar growing up was always that president's like midwinter break kind of thing. You'd get a long weekend off school. And so for my birthday every year, we would go up to the Dells. And that was nice to do because, you know, February birthdays can be a little dreary growing up. But when you can go to a water park instead, it's a real good use of time. So the family would load up the car. We'd go to the Dells for the weekend, for the long weekend with a couple days off of school. And it was always a blast.
What was your one or two of your favorite things as a kid growing up to do here at Wisconsin Dells?
Outside of dunking the siblings, water park, the water slides, all of those things, a great time there in the Dells.
Sounds great. We are being joined. Look at this, live and in person here by an actual driver of. How's the volume of your headset? Is it all right? All right, very good. I'm gonna turn your mic on here. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. This is fantastic, guys. So back on on the stream here, we got my co-host Trigvi Olson for the week. And we also have Luke Mathers, who is back at the studio here. And tell us your name, please.
Jack Field.
Jack Field. So you have the same last name as the owner. Are you the owner's son?
No.
Really? You just happen to have the same last name?
We're related, but.
Okay. So that's fantastic. So, Jack, how long have you been a driver here at Army Ducks?
This is my second summer.
Really? Here. Second summer. Yeah. Very good. Are you in high school or college?
College. I'm going to be a sophomore.
Oh, sweet. Where do you go?
Marion.
Oh, yeah.
Fond du Lac.
Yeah, Marion College. Great college here in Wisconsin, the old Fox Valley. What are you studying?
Business marketing.
Sweet. That's awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
So tell us kind of how you came to be a Dells duck driver. What is this something you wanted to do since a kid, or how did it come to be?
Well, my dad and uncle did it, so.
Got it.
I was like, might as well follow the footsteps, I guess. I know some of my friends did it that were older than me, and mm-hmm. I know a couple of kids in my grade do it. My right. cousin does it.
Oh, really? There, your cousin's a driver as well?
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I know a lot of people that do it. They kind of put me onto it, so it's a lot of fun.
So we have lots of questions from folks back here at the studio. We've been talking about this. First of all, and correct me if I'm wrong, it does have a legit steering wheel.
Yeah.
So it drives like, what, a truck, a car? I mean,
yeah, like a truck, but it's got no power steering, so you really gotta turn it. So
you really gotta crank on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Parallel parking must be just
not fun.
Zommers, you're definitely not driving the duck boat if we get one.
Yeah. Fair enough.
No way if it doesn't have power.
My producer
steering.
Thought, well, he would drive the duck if we could do it, and he could also run the board, but clearly that wouldn't be possible.
It'd be tricky. Definitely hard at first, but you get the hang of it.
So do you have, and this might be a dumb question, but do you have to have some sort of a CDL or special license? Beyond your normal driver's license, and where in the world do you go to learn to drive a duck?
Well, we got our manager teaches us,
okay,
kind of like slowly, like step by step, and then you got to go get your CDL Class C.
Okay.
So, he also trains you how to do the CDL test too. He'll like walk you through all that, and it takes about like depends. Some people learn faster than others.
Right.
And it takes a couple of weeks, though, for sure, to get the hang of it and get the whole tour down and all that.
What was more difficult, learning the land driving part or the water driving part or the transition thereof?
I'd probably say the land, probably.
Really?
It gets busy here.
Yeah.
You know, people aren't paying attention on the road, so that can you got to expect everything out here in Wisconsin Dells. So yeah,
there's no little Priuses to all of a sudden just jump up on you. You gotta keep an eye out for Priuses on the road, not in the water.
Coming around you. Yeah.
What's been your biggest challenge or something that was just like you say, what was unexpected that you had to deal with all of a sudden in your couple of years so far driving the Dells here, driving in the Dells at the Army Ducks?
Probably just people that have had a little too much to drink. They
really?
Come on the duck and they just kind of shout and yell at
You or other
customers? No, just to like themselves. Like they're just blurting things out. But
so how do you deal with that?
Oh, I just kind of like, I don't know. Like I'll bring them up and have them sit co-pilot or something.
Oh,
and so they're like kind of, you know, not bother the other customers that want to like hear everything.
Right.
So, yeah, just kind of try to like play it off like it doesn't bother me, I guess. But
well, you have to have a certain personality, I think, and it sounds like you do to just kind of go with the flow and that sort of thing. What else? Talk to us, because we're talking to Jack Field here, one of the great driver, a duck driver here at the original World War II Dells Army Ducks Land Water, the Dells. Talk to us, Jack, a minute about you're not just driving, you're not just watching out for your customers, but you also have to be a tour guide and memorize a tour. What's that like?
For me, it was a little hard at first. But we got some guys that have been here for a while, so riding with them, you know, hearing what they got to say. Everyone's got a little bit of a different tour.
Okay.
So to hear guys that have been here for like 5-6 years hear their tour, and so that helped a lot. That was probably the hardest part, though.
Really?
Talking.
Yeah.
You know, because some tours are, you know, more excited than other people. Not everyone's laughing and having a good time. Some people are more straight-faced, so
they don't get the jokes, in other words.
Right, right. Yeah, that too. So you got to, you know, adapt to the crowd, I guess, so you could say. So
that's so cool.
Yeah.
Luke, Trigby, anything for Jack here?
Yeah, I'm wondering, does it have power brakes?
Yeah. It's got good brakes. They can't go out, though. It has happened.
You can't.
So, they can, but not like anything serious, but yeah. The brakes do work.
Do they run year-round, too? Are you guys doing tours throughout the entire calendar year, or is there a season to the ducks?
Probably from the springtime to, like, the first snowfall, probably.
Oh, really? That late?
Yeah, because when the river freezes over, it's kind of
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't really do much about that. So
you have to bundle up because these things are all wide open. I mean,
oh, yeah. I've taken a tour where it's like 45 degrees out. It's cold. It's cold. Yeah.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
I bet it is. Guys, anything else?
Yeah, do you ever have staff parties where you bring a grill out on the dock and just go out on the river, do some fishing? And I think having a duck boat would be awesome.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You could totally pimp it out.
I have to bring that up. I'm going to have to
put a grill on it. Yeah.
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 I think you guys are going to have to make sure that all the keys are accounted for when Todd leaves, because it sounds like Todd and Trigvy really have their eyes on these duck boats.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally. Do you guys know the history of the various boats?
Since I was a kid, I thought how cool it would be.
What's up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was asking if you know the history of the boats.
Can you hear us?
Do you guys know the history of the boats?
Yeah. Yeah, so they, these were mainly used for, carrying cargo from the big ships to land. So there wasn't any seats. It was just the floorboards. Mm-hmm. And they would drop the cargo off the side of the boat onto the dock, and then they'd go on land, and they'd go, in a big circle, all the docks.
Wow.
And carrying troops back to the boats. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
The ones that you all have here, the original World War II Dallas Army Ducks, do you know where they came from? I mean, what originally, where they were used or not so much?
I know, some of them, I think my duck is from, Illinois.
Really?
Somewhere in Illinois. There was one, this one right here, Wass, was from Lake Superior. It was part of the Lake Superior Fire Department. And it stands for a guy who was part of the Lake Superior Fire Department, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. They all got their own little, piece of history to them.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, does each one have an individual name?
Yeah. Yeah, really? They all do. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Based on their own history or who names them?
Yeah.
I see that one over there is Mel.
Yeah, that's named after the founder.
Oh, really?
Of the company, yeah. Melvin Plath. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's pretty cool, yeah.
Do you ever just to goof with people, do you ever make up stuff on the tour?
Oh, yeah. Oh, all the time. All the time. You got to mess with the customers.
What's the biggest fib that you've ever told on the tour that people seem to believe you and say, no, that's not.
So, the first time I go in the water, you got to put, your tires in neutral.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be like, oh, yeah, just disengage the six-wheel drive. The tires are coming up, and they all, look over. And I'm like, I'm just kidding, man. We're going to need those. They all look over. They're, so disappointed.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, you got to mess with them just a little bit.
Now, I also see it's not just guys. We have women here, drivers as well. So, I mean, you don't have to be a dude to drive a duck.
No, yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. As long as you get the hang of it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. How many women versus guys do you have on the duck? You call yourself drivers, pilots?
Driver. Yeah, I think we have six.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, six or seven. Yeah. That's great. We got a good amount.
So if someone wanted to be thought, I want to be cool like Jack and drive a duck here, how do they get involved? How do they do it? How do they apply?
You can just fill out an application online,
probably,
and then come in and do a little go to the DMV, get your permit for a CDL and all that, and then start training, I guess.
I think that's fantastic. I think
Well,
I can't thank you enough for stopping by out of... Well, I'm sorry.
I have a question. Do you have to have a different kind of license to drive a duck boat than you do... What kind of license do you have to get?
Yeah, you gotta have a CDL Class C. So, you gotta do a road test on one of these, and then, it's a little bit of a process.
You have to take it out on the road. Bad. How fast will they go?
We have one on the our CDL testing duck. It's in the back.
But, CDL testing duck. Yeah, I can drive that, you guys.
Oh my God.
Fun. They don't go fast. They only go 40 miles an hour top speed.
All right, well, stick around for a second. We'll come back but talk to Jack Field. We're here at the World War II Original Army Ducks in Wisconsin Dells, the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour Year in Review.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you. And highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tours Year in Review. Here now, more of the highlights of our great tours around Wisconsin from this past year. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. I'm on location at the original World War I, Army World War II, Dell's Army Ducks Land and Water. We are here on location. Trigvi Olson joins us from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., a senior advisor at Lincoln Project. Luke Mathers joins us from the world headquarters back high atop State Street, downtown Madison. And we are here on location talking to Jason Thoner. It's your uncle, right?
Yeah.
This is Jack, Jackfield, one of the Dell's Duck drivers, and he's telling us all about it. Now, Jack, we found a duck online. They're asking $95,000 for it, and I have, without authority from my company whatsoever, I have on the air offered them $10,000 cash.
Yeah.
$10,000. And you've looked at pictures. Jack, can you confirm via pictures this is a legit duck?
It looks pretty legit.
What makes it a legit duck based on the pictures?
Well, like the back, I know our mechanic was showing us like the original ducks, and they have like all that stuff on the back, like the spare tire and all that extra stuff.
All right.
So that's kind of how you could tell. It looks pretty legit, though.
It's the real deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, $10,000, we could pimp that out and take it in parades or whatever for civic media. And
for sure.
Wave to people. You could teach me how to drive it. And the great thing is, whether it was a parade on land or whether it was like a regatta down in Milwaukee, we could just take that in the Milwaukee River.
For sure. Land and water.
See? How about that? Would you commit to helping teach me to drive a duck?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Exactly. Look at that, Luke. I've got a tutor, mentor to help me drive the duck. All we need is $10,000.
I have,
and for them
and
to knock off $85,000.
I have zero to do with this. This was news to me, so this is completely out of my ability to approve. I'm not touching this one.
All right. Well, but you wouldn't be opposed. You wouldn't be a no vote, right?
Where are you going to store it? I don't know, even know what.
We'll find a place.
Okay. All right. Fine. Well,
life finds a way.
I guess, Jack, you think 95 grand is a good price for a duck? Is that right about the ballpark? If they're little, telling you they're
a little pricey,
it's a little pricey. Okay,
little pricey.
See,
it's not even.
I think you're gonna be no, taken for a ride.
I'm offering 10. I'm offering 10 grand.
I don't know, Todd. I don't know. What is it? Where'd you find this? On Craigslist? How are you going back and forth with this person?
It's a legit site, but we'll see.
Todd, I also want to say,
is there anything we have?
That 10 grand is Pawn Stars prices, where you bring in something and they're like, this is worth $1 million. And they're like, best I can do is 20 bucks.
Right. Well, you know, you start low and see where you go. Jack, is there anything about driving a duck we haven't asked you in all of our foolishness here? Is there anything about driving a duck that we haven't asked you that you think is important for people of Wisconsin to
know? No, not really. I think you guys got it pretty good.
You have a duck call. Give us a little hit of that. That's an actual duck. I bet the kids love that.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
And they can buy these duck calls here in the gift shop, right?
Oh, yeah, right from us, the drivers.
Oh, from the drivers?
Yeah, right.
Do you get a cut? Do you get a cut of the call?
Oh, yeah, we buy these.
Oh, really?
From upstairs.
I see.
So it's like a little.
It's why you're kind of earning tips or whatever.
Yeah, it's like an incentive tip thing. Yeah. All
right. How much does it cost to buy a?
$5 for me. I charge $5.
All right, Jack. Here, we'll do a transaction here on the air. I want $20 worth of calls.
Right, I'll get you four.
What size shirt do you wear?
Large.
Large. All right, hang on here. Let me look. You guys ask a question here while I'm finding a Jack a shirt.
Well, Jeff Perry has commented on Facebook, and he says that Todd, you can keep the duck at his place if you manage to snag one.
Look at that. My buddy's got a garage. All right. Here's a beer, football, and radio media shirt for our favorite duck driver now, Jack. Hey, I appreciate you.
Of course.
Thanks for stopping by. We've learned you've been a lot of fun and great guests. Thank you so much. And I'll find you later on, and we'll do a little social hit over on the duck.
For sure.
All right. Thanks, all Jack. Right. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Field, our duck driver here in the. Now, how fun was that? How fun was that?
That was amazing.
I can see how green Trigvy is with envy right now. Like, Trigvy's like, I want to be at these ducks. I can see it, Trigvy. I'm serious. Like,
I know.
You've got severe
FOMO
right now.
He tried to get a flight out here.
Yeah.
I think if I were part of the billionaire class, I would have my own duck boat. Completely pimped out. Grill, jacuzzi, like the whole nine yards.
I don't think you need to be a billionaire. Yeah. You just need 95K. That's all.
But then you got to pimp it out, and I bet insurance on a duck boat is probably a lot.
I would believe that.
Especially a pimped out duck boat.
It certainly would be kind of a luxury item. I think you'd need to be in the billionaire class. But if I were Jeff Bezos, I'd definitely have a duck boat.
There you go.
I might have an armada of duck boats. Because think about it. You could take it up on the St. Croix River, and if you had like three or four of them, you could tie them together and just kind of drift.
You know how?
And then afterwards, drive over to the bar and get your, you know, that's the best part about it.
You know how insurance companies.
Both land and sea.
You know how insurance companies have to keep buying tangible assets since they're only allowed to have such and such profit margins? Maybe instead of buying Ferris wheels for their employees and whatever else they do, they can just get armadas of ducks, just stockpile ducks and do parades.
Armadas of ducks.
Ducks are like a surf and turf.
That's exactly what they are. The surf and turf vehicle. It's exactly that.
Oh, my God.
Luke's through a couple
of
minutes.
You know what? If Elon Musk
left,
can make a fortune selling electric cars, maybe we could make our billions by selling, like, pimped out duck boats.
We don't have them to sell. We're looking to buy them right now, though. We're on the opposite end of the market.
We have to
buy them before we sell them.
You know what they say. Buy high, Luke, never sell.
And that will wrap it up for today's What Makes Wisconsin Great, the Year in Review show. Thanks so much for being with us. Tomorrow, we're going to look back at our trips to Amory with Jane Matinere. Also, Trigvy and I sat down with Dr. Lyerly in Green Bay, and we visited Trigvy's alma mater, University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, Chancellor Jim Schmidt as well. And Mr. Zomers is a board game of the week. Once again, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt. Join me this Sunday from 1 to 2 here on WGBW as we talk about homelessness during the holidays in Green Bay.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Aviation experts are saying that Russian air defense fire was likely responsible for the Azerbaijani plane crash yesterday in Kazakhstan. 38 people killed, dozens more survived. Investigators are examining the flight data recorder. ABC's Inez de la Quintera.
A really miraculous thing that they were able to walk away from this unharmed, some of them. We spoke to an aviation expert who says that speaks to just how great the pilots did, that they were able to land the plane in such a way that so many people were saved.
Another plane stowaway discovered on a Delta flight traveling from Seattle to Honolulu Christmas Eve, but reported today. Flight was taxiing for takeoff when it returned to the gate after a crew learned of an unticketed passenger on board. The flight was delayed more than 2 hours. Looks like the person didn't have a boarding pass. Holiday sales rose this year nearly 4% over last year, says MasterCard Spending Pulse. This is ABC News.
I'm